My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. All right, welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. In today's show, I'm going to share with you five key principles to make you a successful agent of change in the world of sustainable packaging. I'm back here flying solo without the man Luke, but as they say, the show must go on, right? So let's make this a great episode. I feel like this is really necessary. There's so many of you who are joining in this effort to make sustainable packaging the norm. So many of you who have the passion that we do to make sustainable packaging the norm, but there's so much to it. So I tried to boil it down to five principles. I posted on this on my LinkedIn as well. If you want to add me on LinkedIn, I would love to connect. So let me give you the five principles. Principle number one, and we talked about some of this in previous episodes, but if you're new to the channel, new to the show, this is a great first episode to get a sense of what we do here at Contempo and here on the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast. So number one, principle number one, progress, not perfection. We talk about this one all the time. Many people, they're waiting for the perfect sustainable package, the one with zero flaws. And when it doesn't exist, they start evaluating different things. And when it doesn't exist, they just procrastinate and they do nothing and they keep doing what they're doing. And what they're doing is clearly not as good as the sustainable packaging that they were considering. This happens all the time. So I want you to have this mindset of progress, not perfection. It's going to get better with time, but make a decision now, move to something better than the status quo, and then next year or 24 months from now, move to something better as more and more technology develops. The technology is only going to get less expensive over time, but we can't have people sitting on the sidelines. So if you're a brand, progress, not perfection. Remember those words. I believe they're very important. And if you're a consumer, this sort of segues into the next one. Don't be a perfectionist. Don't give brands a hard time that are moving in the direction of sustainability. Celebrate the progress. Let's not be perfectionists. It's not good for anyone. Number two, celebrate the many paths to sustainability so long as they're not greenwashing. So we talk about the subjectivity of sustainable packaging, and we're beginning to put together a system to try to make it less subjective, a rating system. But by and large, there's a great amount of subjectivity. There's many paths to sustainability. There's many ways to look at sustainability. So if you are so single-minded on this is the only path to sustainability and everyone else is bad, I think that's really unproductive. You can have your paths. I have my paths. I love hemp. I love ocean-bound plastic. I love tin. I love some new home compostable products that we're launching, like our shopping bags. I have mine that I prefer, but I don't rain on other people's parade. And I think that's really important. If it's greenwashing, if it's misleading and deceiving, that's the only enemy in sustainable packaging. When we see people trying to mislead consumers, that is something that we shouldn't stand for. But if someone has a different definition or is targeting a different environmental problem, who are you to say what they're doing is wrong, what they're doing is bad? Why are you trying to discourage people that are on, we're on the same team here? Okay, so let me read that one more time. Celebrate the many paths to sustainability as long as they're not greenwashing. That's number two. Number three, educate consumers on the positive impact you are making as a brand so they appreciate what you're doing. This is one where the old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and doesn't make, and no one's there to witness it, did it make a sound? So I see brands going to sustainable packaging. They're not storytelling well enough. They're not storytelling clear enough. They're not educating their consumer on the impact that they're making. So as a brand, if I choose a sustainable packaging, I choose an all metal locking tin that's infinitely recyclable. I want to message to my consumers the environmental impact that I'm making as a brand, assuming I'm the brand. And in turn, this is a powerful thought, I believe, the impact that the consumer is making by choosing their brand. More and more consumers nowadays are looking for sustainable options. And I think it's still all very new. People are still trying to learn sustainability, understand sustainability. You might do it for a living, so you might be a little bit more advanced or further along in your journey. Most of your consumers are not. So taking that extra step to educate the consumer, I love the idea of doing it via video. Scan a QR code. a quick video to educate the consumer on the environmental impact. I think this is also a big part of sustainable packaging being ROI positive for your brand. You're doing something good for the planet. Now it's got to also be good for the top and bottom line. If the consumer doesn't understand it or isn't educated on what you're doing, they're not going to appreciate it and they're not going to necessarily become loyal. If they understand it, there's a better chance they become loyal. That's the business case for sustainable packaging and how you can actually make money using sustainable packaging. If you're looking for sustainable packaging in the cannabis industry, email wow@contempopackaging.com. Principle number four. Hope you're enjoying these. Give me your feedback in the comments below. Any other principles that you would add? Again, I love to get different perspectives. You always learn something. A day will come when consumers will make sustainable packaging a major factor in their buying decisions. This is a principle because I believe it to be true. It's really just a matter of when that day happens. And I believe that now we're living in a world where consumers care, but they still either don't care enough by and large to be making buying decisions based on it, because a lot of brands are still thriving in traditional packaging, or the consumer prioritizes the product over the packaging. And if that product's only in non-sustainable packaging, it's in virgin plastic wrap, you're still going to buy it. I use the example at the grocery store. If you go to the grocery store and you're looking to cook such and such a dish, and one of the ingredients in that dish is a red pepper or a sweet potato, and that red pepper or sweet potato is packaged in a very unsustainable way, you're probably not going to say, let's change the recipe for dinner because of this. But when the day comes that that product, that sweet potato or red pepper, is unsustainably packaged here, and next to it is one that's super sustainably packaged with the education behind it, clearly communicating to the consumer, I believe at that point, sustainable packaging becomes more of a buying factor. So I think that brands that are succeeding not using sustainable packaging should realize that there's a window on that, and that by brands that choose sustainable packaging, I think are going to have a cutting edge now, and their edge is only going to grow with time. So a day will come when consumers will make sustainable packaging a major factor in their buying decisions. That day is very soon, if not now, and it's going to increase with time. And last but not least, this is the fifth principle. Giving clear end-of-life instructions, end-of-life being what the consumer is supposed to do with it when they're done with it, is how I look at end-of-life. Simple is best. So giving clear end-of-life instructions shows a level of caring that will be appreciated more and more as time progresses. So in the past, we didn't really think too much about this. We just put a chasing arrows on something. Today, we say check locally before recycling. And I'm for all these things because you have to do them for various reasons. But as a brand, if you can show your consumer that what they should do with the package, that's a level of caring that I think few people are taking nowadays, and giving the details, even going as far as saying, this component should go in the trash because it's not recyclable. This part is recyclable. Or this package, it's really, I'm not just going to put a chasing arrow number 7 other on it. Don't do that, because you're going to mislead consumers into throwing it into their blue bin. So thinking about the end of life as far as what's actually best for the planet and what's best for the consumer to do so that there's a positive effect, I think is the way to go, rather than sort of misleading the consumer and throwing a chasing arrows on there and hoping for the best. So I'll read that one more time. Start to think about this. And it can be difficult because you sell your products in multiple countries, in multiple states, and sometimes the infrastructure is different. But to the degree you can, and it's actually possible in the cannabis industry because it's largely localized by the state or largely broken up by the state. So giving clear end-of-life instructions shows a level of caring that will be appreciated more and more as time progresses, as the consumer becomes more and more educated and will say, whoa, this brand really cares. They've really taken the time to do this. They're very different from the other brands around me. I believe there's power to that. So these are 5 principles. I want you to keep them in mind. I want you to think about them. Feel free to ask any questions on them. But I think that these are not only positive principles for you to be thinking about, but maybe they'll advance your understanding of sustainable packaging, and you'll come up with your own principles to make you a powerful agent of change in making sustainable packaging the norm. All right. Thanks for watching the Sustainable Packaging Show. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're looking for sustainable packaging in the cannabis industry, email wow@contempopackaging.com.